What's the most annoying part of about being married to me?
Everything.
No, you got to pick one.
One?
My favorite thing and the most annoying thing are the same for me.
Okay.
What's the most annoying part about being married to me?
So the most annoying part about being married to you is...
There's so many. Come on.
But I would have to say...
Top three. I'll give you top three.
Okay, so number one on the fucking list...
Okay.
...is you are not the humblest person in the world.
I try.
No, you cannot tell James...
I try.
You can't tell him that he's doing a good job, because he'd be like, oh, I know. And then he'll gloat about it all freaking day. So I...
What's so bad about being proud?
There's nothing wrong with it. But you go way too far. Like, I have to downplay things. Because I'm like, if I tell James that he was right, I'm going to hear about it for the rest of my life.
The month.
No.
Okay, your life.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
That was one of my favorite parts this weekend.
What?
When Felicity goes, Mom, can you make him stop?
What?
When I was trash talking her. Oh. And you responded, or was that last weekend?
I don't remember.
You just looked at her and you went, you know he won't.
Exactly. She's like, you're right. And she just kept on
playing. All right, that's the first annoying thing. Is that number one or number three?
No, that's number one, and I think that takes the cake. That's the most annoying thing.
Okay, what's number two?
I don't know. I can't...
What's number two?
I don't know. I think that one...
Is it how much I poke you in the middle of the night?
What are you poking me with? I'm joking.
So, what's number two? I have a lot of annoying tendencies.
I think that's like my number...
Maybe coming in the kitchen?
Yeah, oh my gosh. I do not like when you're in the kitchen with me and I'm cooking. Because for whatever reason, you think you cook better than me?
I do.
You've cooked steak and that's it.
No, I cook plenty of stuff.
No, you...
I did fuck up the burritos last weekend. Like, yeah, a few weekends ago, I messed up hard.
Yeah. You make steak and burritos, and yes, they're great, but you don't even put a whole... If you read the instruction of the taco seasoning, it tells you for a pound of beef, you use the whole fucking packet.
You're right, and I learned that, and I will give that to you.
Exactly. I don't know what... And you say you're Mexican...
I am.
No. You don't like flavor at all.
I do. You don't like spicy food.
I don't like spicy food, but I like my stuff seasoned.
Okay, black.
Yeah, and? There's a lot of people that like their stuff seasoned. Not just black people.
I make good food. Leave me alone.
Steak and burritos,
but yes. we got an agreement. I keep the living room clean, which I do.
For the most part, I have to come behind you.
A little bit, but I'm a guy. And you know that.
Yeah.
I'm not the cleanest. There's an annoying part.
Which is so freaking weird, because you're OCD at the same time.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I hate... Oh! What bothers me the most... is he literally told me not to touch his stuff. Like,
oh, yeah. I couldn't find my stuff because you were putting it...
away, where it should be.
No. You didn't know where you put it.
Well, no. Well, I probably did if he would have just calmed down. Here's the thing.
No. You were like, I don't know.
I can't even wash his clothes now. Barely.
Yes, you can.
Barely.
Yeah, well, you don't want to get yelled at, do you?
Well, no. It's just weird. I can't put your shoes away.
I was upset that they were away this morning.
I'm sure
you were. I was. I was like, yo, where's my work shoes? But I know what she did.
You know what I'm happy I don't have to do now?
What?
Trip over your shoes.
Yeah, just the kids' ones, right?
Theirs are in their room.
Good.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're doing your job.
What's my job, James?
Pick up? Be a mom? What? I have to go through the whole thing about being mad at them for not listening. Do you think I enjoy this?
don't know.
No, I don't. I hate being upset with them. I wish they would just listen so I didn't have to, and I could teach them cool things. So you clean up, I'll do the disciplining. I think they're equal.
I feel like I clean up all day. You say I sit in my corner all day. I feel like I am always getting juice for someone, getting a snack for someone.
Yeah, your corner?
Doing laundry.
Your corner?
Yeah, doing laundry. changing pull-ups.
I've been changing pull-ups more.
You did twice this weekend. Great.
You're welcome.
Twice.
You're welcome.
Judah will come in the room in the middle of the night. Mommy, I think I need my pull-up changed.
He doesn't wake me up.
Yeah, none of them do.
Why not?
Because I'm mom, and that's what kids...
Oh, so you're doing your job?
But still, I am always on the move. Oh. I'm always on the move when the kids are here.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not. I am.
No, but you're always on the move.
Yeah.
You're always on your feet. The kids could go, ah, and you're in there in 2.5 seconds. There have been so many times where I've had to tell you, they're
playing. Oh, you mean I'm helping avoid emergency room visits?
No, they could be playing make-believe. One is
and I'm like,
crying.
What's going on?
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, we're playing Dragons and Dogs. And I'm just like, okay, that's something. Bye. Yeah. Have fun.
Or I have to tell you, they're just playing.
I just want to make sure.
If someone is hurt, they're going to run out here.
I'm saving you emergency room visits.
I don't know. Judah played me. Remember?
What?
When his stomach was hurting.
Yeah.
He was like laying still. And I'm like, I got to take him to the ER. And we get there and he's like, okay. I'm like.
You motherfucker.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
No, these kids know they can take advantage of mom. That's for sure.
Well, they just know that mommy has a sweet spot for them.
Now, before we get to what I'm annoyed with you about, what's your favorite part about me? Because you better have a favorite part. Like, come on now.
I do. My favorite part is the constant compliments you give me. I know, weird. I'm not a shallow person, but a girl likes to hear that she's cute and pretty sometimes.
You mean I make you my world?
Yes, literally. And I don't ever want to brag to people, but truly, like, I know that James is talking about me at work. Like, there's no doubt in my mind. I know people are like, oh, he doesn't post you on Facebook. I don't need for him to post me on Facebook.
That's like, not how I work.
No, at all. I hear it all the time. I hear about how he, you know, he'll come home and say, oh, I told so-and-so this about you. Like, I know my man is talking about me. Not even fucking worried about that.
You're amazing. You put up with me. I mean, in the end, that's one of the things I love the most about you.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear about mine?
Yeah.
Well, they go hand in hand.
Okay.
You're so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Like... You don't want to judge a single person, nothing.
Mm-mm.
And you get upset with me, and it grounds me in, like, some of my more judgmental things.
Yes, very judgmental. Real. That's number three. He's very judgmental. Okay, go.
But also, I'm going to be judgmental.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But also, it's super fucking annoying when I know I'm right, and it's just like, yeah, that's not normal. And you're like, well, you don't know. How do you know what they're... What if this... What if this...
I just want you to see every angle.
I don't care.
Exactly. I just want you to see every angle when it comes to certain things. And I don't do that to be challenging towards you.
But I hate it.
And I know you feel like it is, but it's just like,
I fucking hate it.
What if this is like...
And I already thought about it.
Yeah, but sometimes...
But I thought about it.
Sometimes your thoughts are wrong, and that's okay. No. Exactly. That's number four. I'm just adding on. Number four. He doesn't like to be fucking wrong. I was telling my coworker, I'm like, yeah, because she asked me, she's like, do you and James argue? I'm like, ooh, girl, do we ever argue?
Plenty.
I'm like, and I explained it to her, I'm like, I think it's because our communication is so open. We don't hold anything back. And I was like, yeah, like, sometimes we like to do the low blows, the jabs and stuff
like that. Oh, and I'll point it out. I'm like, why are you petty?
Yeah.
You get you low blow way quicker than me.
I do.
Quicker.
And I was explaining that to her. And she's like, Tierra, if I
And then you picked a fight you didn't want to get into.
No. She said, Tierra, you better not be mean to that man. I'm like, well, he's mean to me too. Goodness.
No, I retaliate. Let's not talk about what I just said.
You retaliate? Okay, I'm going to remember that.
No. Did you not hear me just mess the word up?
You said retaliate. You said the word
wrong. Oh, did I get it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I
said... Give yourself credit, babe. You said it right.
Retaliate.
Good job.
Yeah, I got it. Wait. I got it.
Woo! That's the first word ever.
Complex. I did that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's complex.
No. You get to the quick low blows.
Here's the thing. I was explaining to her. I said, I'm a Cancer, and if I feel him getting a little sideways with me, I gotta top that.
But I'm not the person to get sideways with.
Well, James, your mouth.
It's way quicker and way more harsh than yours.
No.
I don't want to say the things I say.
I think I'm more mean than you are.
No, I get real mean. Mm. People look at me like, you said that? And I'm like,
yeah. Or even that they're looking at you like, you said that? Like, you don't make sense.
I'm just saying. Like, people look at me sideways like, how'd you say that to your wife? Can I have some tips? And I'm just like, I just said it. I don't know what to tell you.
No. Half the things you say, I'm just like, stop.
Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
One question. Yeah. Wakanda Forever. Heard it was good?
Yeah, I want to see it.
Okay. You want to take Felicity? I mean, I'm not Marvel. It's not even Wakanda Forever. Like, first off, I do feel like something's missing. His name's Chadwick Boseman.
Oh!
There's this barrier for me, like, Sci-fi. Personally, like, right. I think he's one of the best, way too soon. Yeah. Like, Betty White, yo, you had a good run. Chadwick, we were
just getting started.
Like, oh my God, we've talked about this before, too.
Sidebar, there was a video that I saw on TikTok, and I don't like this, and the someone was asking Chadwick, they're like, so, you know, Black Panther 2, like, where do you see yourself? He's like, I'm dead. And she's like, no, you're not. He's like, no, I'm dead. Like, so it's like, you could tell that he knew he had that terminal cancer. And so he was just letting people know, like, I'm dying. Like, I'll show you that video later. Oh, yeah. It tore me apart.
I don't know. I'm just not, I want to support it and everything, but
it may not
it just doesn't feel right.
Not feel like something is missing. Do you feel like anything's missing from, I know this is kind of, from the Fast and the Furious movies without?
Yes. Oh, 100%.
That's true. Never mind. Now that I think about it.
I've never went to the theaters to see another one. Something is 100% missing.
I did.
I did. After that final one, I went for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Never went to the theaters again. There's something missing.
Well, you know me, I'm notorious for falling asleep in movies, so I might not take Felicity to see that.
Is the whole thing. Disney's on a 45-day schedule.
Yeah, I'm taking her to see The Little Mermaid. That's where we're going. In May.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Why?
It doesn't actually look all that good. It just doesn't look like a good movie.
You saw one freaking snippet of the freaking movie?
Okay, I'll watch more. I just said that it didn't look good. What I saw didn't look good.
Okay. That's great. So I'm taking Felicity. You don't have to see it.
Okay. God damn. Great balls of fire. Damn.
We're going to watch The Little Mermaid, the original first, like maybe the night before. And then
do you think she'll be confused?
No. Oh, but they were confused when the new... not Lion King. What's that guy? A Whole New World. Aladdin.
What were they confused about?
I showed them the new one, the live action. Oh,
yeah,
you first.
Yeah, that was messed up.
And then I showed them the original. I'm like, you guys got to see the original. That's the best. And they're like, Mommy, can you put on the new one or the old one first? I'm like,
I mean, you know, I like that new one because it's Guy Ritchie directing it. And
I showed it. We watched it together.
It was good. Mm-hmm. It was solid, but definitely the old one's better.
Yeah, I like the music of the new one, though. It's more.
Well, you know, happy. They got. Disney got Lin-Manuel or whatever it is.
Lin-Manuel?
Yeah, on retainer to just write all our new songs, buddy. Like, put the same beat in and just make the same song with different lyrics.
I know, you can be like, I know who wrote this one.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of clapping involved.
Yeah, Moana.
Oh, but, Marvel has to do something a little more. Now that they've done the series, I'm just like, I don't need to go to the theaters.
Right. Well, I'm going to wait for Black Panther to come out.
I think so, too. Like, it just...
And it's long, too. And just like how we enjoyed... Like, how long did it take us to finish The Batman?
Oh, that just took two watching. Or three.
Three? Yeah.
But that was a long...
It was a long movie. And I like being able to do that because we get to a point where we're like, ooh, like, this is a good stopping point. Like, I'm getting a little... sleepy here.
I have life to live.
Yeah.
And I have to wake up in the morning.
Right. And we don't want to waste our evening, like, just watching a movie that we're not even really paying attention to. We're going to have to watch again next week because we missed
stuff. See, this isn't normal shit for other people, though. What you're talking about isn't normal. Because so we, us? Like, well, the lucky few, or the lucky minority in life, because... Yeah. I would rather just, like, talk about the world with my wife.
Yeah.
Than watch something.
You're just like,
I just want to, like, I want to spend time with you.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people are that lucky. I would rather do that than finish this movie. That's what we do.
Yeah. It's like, you don't want to waste the night. It's like, okay.
I want to watch the movie.
But I'd rather be talking, like, giving, I would rather give you my attention.
I'd rather be doing this.
Yeah.
Then, like, I mean, we got, what, American Horror Story to watch. We got The Patient.
Yeah,
like,
there's
plenty of stuff to watch. And that this is a perfect segue right here.
Mm-hmm.
That Ancient Apocalypse show on Netflix, babe.
So good.
Okay, my question that I've been letting you, like, mull over that I wouldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Does this change your thoughts on your religion?
No.
Like, okay, first off, I want to hear in your words, describe the show to everybody.
Oh, me, I'm not really good at explaining.
I know, that's why I want to, it's common folk talk.
Whatever. So, basically, it's about this researcher guy, I forget his name.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to these different landmarks in around the world, and he's discovered that a lot of these things were... built or constructed.
Manoliths
were is that the word constructed? Like after the
no
before the great, I was gonna say gold rush.
Well, no before previously recorded history of civilizations.
Yes.
So I'll take it over from here. Common right. folk. So basically he goes to these constructions that they're monoliths, the Great Pyramids of Giza,
yeah.
Stuff like that on that scale. And they're dated to be like way older than our recorded history. And he questions if there was something got wiped out, great technology,
more advanced societies.
Yeah. And every great monolith that they go to, there's a tale of a flood.
Yes, which is so crazy, and it's all around the same time, so there's no denying that these things were man-made, because how can it be man-made, and there's
well, we got, like, aliens on one island, we got giants on another, mm-hmm. we got great technology in Atlantis. Like,
we got
there's
great gods, you know.
And then gods came, like, my question is, does this make you question your book?
It does not make me question my book.
Okay, because like we're spiritual and we believe in the world, right. Like a greater being, no matter what.
So it doesn't make me question it. It makes it kind of solidifies everything. It solidifies.
Oh, Moses! The flood. Oh, yeah, the flood's real now. Yeah, for sure. It
solidifies that, and
but now I can't choose which book because they all got it.
But the crazy thing is that all of these, you know, time period, all of these, when the flood happened, it all, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's one of those that you have to kind of have to watch. It all happened because of a great flood. And it all started because the creator wasn't happy with what was going on with the world prior. And I don't know if that's what you got from it. It seemed like all of these different tribes and all but of these no, places.
It also seemed like there was different creators in different places.
Look at today's society. We all have different creators and creatures. Now, so it just, I don't know, it's just
does
weird.
It make you at least question it?
It doesn't make me
because
question
you're
it.
You can't be questioned on that, right?
Right. No.
Because that's part of it. And that I'm trying to point out, like, these are things that I knew when I was like started learning when I was like 14, 15, 16 just on the internet and shit, right?
Mhm.
This is what made me not believe in a book.
So you knew about these before?
Not all these sites. I'm just saying these are things that, like, little things like that. Easter Island. How'd that happen?
Mm-hmm.
How'd the pyramids happen? Things like that. It made me question it. And then knowing about, I love Greek mythology.
Mm-hmm.
That was way before the Bible.
Yeah.
Why was that wrong? That's my only question.
And I don't
why think, was that wrong?
I don't think anyone can ever answer that.
Because if Jesus could raise from the dead,
mm-hmm.
why is that wrong? Like, I mean, we're doing they're both unbelievable fucking scenarios,
and here's
aren't
the
they?
The thing with that, like, I've never been in church and I've never had a pastor that says, and the Greek gods, those are not like I've never those things were never on the forefront.
Well, they don't even want to tell you about it because it would make you start questioning.
I think the reason why it's not spoken in church is because even in school, we're taught it's mythology. It might be real. It may not be real.
What if it was?
That would be awesome. Do we
but
have
then,
proof?
Then, no. But do we have proof of the other stuff?
Yeah, you can go to where they might think that the Garden of Eden
is. Might
they
think.
Know where,
can you prove
they
it?
They know where Jesus' tomb was.
No, they don't. They think.
They know where it is.
They think they know where Mount Olympus is, too.
And that could be in... We watch...
You see what I'm saying right now. Mm. Like, no. Right now, you're being... This is, you're being confrontational because your beliefs are, I'm just saying it all could be real. So, Jesus could be real too.
You're right. And that
like
would be an
Greek
awesome
gods,
thing
but
to find out.
Does that make you question your book?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, because we all have our own beliefs. We all have our own God. Like,
hey,
and that's
do your
what's
thing.
Beautiful about this society is that even at the end of the day, at the end of the day in this whole documentary, it all ended with the flood and the creator, whoever that creator is, not being proud, not being happy with what was going on in society.
Do you think your book is the end all be all stuff?
I can't say that. I don't know what it is. I know that there's a lot of Christians.
It's what you believe.
There's a lot of Christians that believe that the Bible is the end all be all. It's the only book. I've done a lot of unpacking of my Christianity in this past year and a half, almost 2 years.
Knowing me.
Not even really just knowing you, even before, you know, I don't like talking about my ex-husband, but even before leaving him, like, I didn't go to church for 2 years. Like, I wasn't feeling it, and it just all felt so wrong to me.
And I'd say that we probably have a similar thought pattern on what God is.
Mm-hmm.
We both have our own relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah. When people ask me why I don't go to church, things like that, me and God got our thing going on. We're in contact. Like, yeah. Whoever it is, it's not your book. It's not going to this. I understand that going to a church or a mausoleum or whatever.
Do you know what a mausoleum is?
I realized I fucked up. A mosque. I meant mosque.
I'm like, are you going to a mausoleum? Are you Satanist? Like, what's going on?
But going to the places of worship to mm-hmm. be around like-minded people is good for a community.
Fellowship. There's nothing. I mean, growing up in church, I have people that I call my cousin because I grew up with them. It's a fellowship. I mean.
And that sense of community is very important to any any society.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how I like to talk about America. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the most important things. Like, when they said God, they didn't mean Christian God.
Who did they mean?
Just a higher being.
Do you think our founding fathers were Christian?
I think a majority of them were. Mm-hmm. But I think that they thought it was very important. And thinking about it in older age, ask 20-year-old James.
I should say your founding fathers.
Hey. If we're going to say father here, Thomas Jefferson fathered some kids. Okay. My founding not father, willingly. He founded some fathers. Anyway. He was a founding fathers. Anyways, I think that they, at least Thomas Jefferson, mm-hmm. realized having a greater, like, meaning with, like, children and stuff. Mm-hmm. Or, like, with, like, the children of a God.
Yeah.
It didn't matter, though, which one.
Yeah.
Just have a somebody that you were held accountable by.
Kind of like the Freemasons, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, they were... That's exactly...
A lot of them were Masons.
Yeah. And?
We won't get into...
Oh, we can.
Illuminati and stuff like that.
We can. I know all of it more than you.
Probably not, but that's okay.
Why wouldn't I not? Who's a Mason in your family?
Who's a Mason? Patrick's uncle was a Mason.
Okay. So, do you know that blackballing comes from Masons?
Yeah.
Okay, go on. Let's talk about it.
I'm not getting it. I don't want... See, that's number six. That's what I... Just know that I know stuff. I don't have to prove anything to you. And that's what you...
I want to talk about Masons now. Because I'm really into this shit.
Well, we don't have enough time to talk
about
it.
We'll do another Masons episode. Whatever. Anyways, I don't know. No book's right. Just believe in the higher power, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Like, something happened.
Pray, speak in tongues.
Yeah, see, I think that shit's weird. Anyways, on to my James May's political question to Tierra. I changed the title again. All right. So, do you think it's right? Okay.
Okay.
So there's a whole bunch of, like, you know, with the election mm-hmm. that just happened.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of mail-in ballots mm-hmm. that were denied.
Okay.
Because of improper signatures.
Okay.
Do you think it's right to go back in and re-examine and call those people and ask them... If that's what they really did.
Ask them if who they voted for is right.
Like, so they were already denied ballots. They didn't fill them out right.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, nope, that's trash ballot. Doesn't count because they weren't filled out right.
Okay.
Do you think it's okay to go back through that trash bin and call those people and get those votes after...
No.
Okay, because that's what's happening in Colorado and Arizona.
How do we know this?
Because it's called votes to be fixed.
You just call those people and tell them to re-vote.
No, they don't get to anymore. They fucked up.
So, So how do you know that this is, how do we know that this is true?
Because the news is, like, New York Times, like, papers have been reporting on this. And basically the
those votes shouldn't count.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So Colorado and Arizona is screwed. Like, you don't get to go just like, oh no, we didn't win, we should go get more votes.
Right.
No. It didn't go our way.
Right. No. That's, I think that those, like, you do those things away for a reason.
No, sucks to suck. Is that a sucks to suck moment, no matter who's winning?
Yeah.
If it's the Republicans or the Democrats, right?
Mm-hmm.
Too bad they're Republican. And guess who wants to go fix the votes?
I wouldn't trust them damn Republicans.
No. Guess who wants to go fix the votes, though?
Who?
The Democrats.
Oh.
No. Who do you not trust?
Here's the thing.
The people that put a dementia-ridden
mother. Thing.
They need power. They just need power.
I don't know why this is. Last time the Republicans were saying it's all a lot. Like, what is it going? All of them. It's all stupid. They're all, both parties.
Well, no, this is just evidence of it, though. No. Like, oh my God, it's not, we got to go back and look at all the ballots.
Didn't the Republicans want to do that with Donald Trump?
We got to stop doing it.
Exactly. It's ridiculous.
And like Stacey Abrams or whatever that bitch's name is.
That's a director, right?
No. J.J. Abrams.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of.
Stacey Abrams is the older wait woman that like.
Why do you, what, just say the person that was running for fucking governor?
Oh,
or whatever,
no, I'm the overweight black woman in Georgia.
No,
that can't. She still thinks her election was stolen.
So does Donald Trump.
Okay, let's get over this shit. Yes. They all say it.
All of them, an like, overweight. They're
called a sore loser.
Yellow guy. Let's do that because you, for whatever reason, you have to say her, what her body type looked like and her skin color.
Okay.
Why that matters, I don't understand.
The orange, the literal walking orange lost
overweight.
And can't get over it.
He's overweight too.
The walking orange.
Yeah.
I'm calling him round.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. The walking orange.
Mm-hmm.
With a toupee.
Yeah.
Still does it too.
Yes.
Okay, stop complaining about it, people.
I agree. It's like, all stupid.
Fuck, man. It's like people still thinking House of Dragons is a good show. Have a great night, guys. Subscribe and share.